Environmental groups say the report itself was compromised by conflicts of interest with Enbridge, who paid for the report. Sean McBrearty is with Oil and Water Don't Mix, an environmental group opposing Line 5.
Right now, we just want to make sure that the state doesn't, try to engage in any more stall tactics. It's time for them to actually act.
Nick Assendelft is with the Michigan Agency for Energy. He says the alternatives report was not compromised, and the state is trying to weigh its options so it can make the right choice.
There's still a lot of other information out there that we need to gather and a lot of voices that we want to hear. So we're in the process of doing that.
Environmental groups say the 23,000 Michiganders who commented on the plan asking for a shutdown should be voice enough. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.